Hey everybody, welcome back to Uncut, Unfiltered, and Unbothered. Tonight you have your girl Cassie here and
Araceli.
What's up everybody, how y'all doing? Hello. So it's been about a good hot day and a half since we last recorded.
Yep, so we're a big crazy day.
I know, today my sister-in-law had her shower. She also went into labor today. Mm-hmm. So we were like,
freaking out.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all were still going to do the shower or not.
She was like, I'm going to have my damn enchiladas and then go home. And same. Then we didn't even know that it literally, when I got to the shower, it was hot. And when people were leaving, it was freezing.
Oh, no. Yeah, it got cold.
It was cold. It had rained.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what?
Texas weather. Yeah, it was like a hectic day for both of us. I had two events to go to. And then this weather just made it even worse. It was raining, it was cold, it was hot, it was everything. It was a terrible day. But we're still here.
We're here, man.
Testing it out, trying to get better.
We decided to see, like, what we can do to, like, officially start. I know we've, like, recorded some other stuff in the past, but I feel like today, hopefully with this new software that we're trying out, like, hopefully it goes pretty good. So. Yeah.
Wish us luck.
So what'd you think of the shower?
It was fun. I wish I would have gone earlier. I really wanted to play bingo. Like, what is it? Like, is that antojo?
Antojo.
Antojo. But is it the same thing, like, with bingo?
Yeah, like, you needed, like, I was craving to play
bingo. Yeah, there you go. Like, I was craving bingo.
If you hear noises, guys, we're in my bed.
Oh, yeah.
We're in my room.
Don't judge.
Yeah, We need to find a little safe spot.
Which
yeah,
we will.
We could probably have done in my husband's sneaker room because he has a legit music desk, but we don't have chairs in that room. So, so let's talk about the hot topic,
which is
the Ted Bundy tapes. We had promised that we weren't gonna watch it without each other.
But and what did we do?
Of course, we're not faithful. And we watched it without each other. She's pretty much done.
Yeah, just about.
And I'm barely on episode 2, which is basically, it's like still barely, like I just barely got to know Bundy. Of course, like, you know,
you know,
of him, you know, he was a serial killer who didn't look like a serial killer. You know, that he was attractive,
mm-hmm.
which in a way I feel like he was, but in a way I also feel like he wasn't attractive.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like maybe if I was a dumb bitch in the 70s and the 80s, I would have been like, ooh, he fun.
I feel like during the documentary, like, there was some parts where I was like, oh, yeah, like, dang, he looks nice. And then there was parts where I was like, ooh.
Like, why would you want to have sex with that?
Yeah, right? Or like, why would you even go up to this guy or whatever? Like, it just, I don't know. It was crazy.
These girls, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also kind of found it kind of interesting that the reporter that was initially recording with him, the tapes,
mm-hmm.
they were both from the same town.
Oh, yeah.
And they both moved to the same town.
And they knew the same people.
Yeah, kinda, yeah. And it was like they weren't acquaintances. They didn't even know of each other.
Yeah.
But they knew the same people. And I just thought that was really, really creepy.
That was creepy.
I was like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, like, right now I'm barely, like, where it's how can you say it's he's evolving into his killing, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, like, it was when one of the girls had gone away and he was so upset he killed 4 hours later.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And he had handcuffed, he had, like, started to handcuff her,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man, the other day we were talking about like what drives you to actually kill a person,
mm-hmm.
remember, like, yeah. We were saying that, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not down.
I don't know, but see, that's the thing, because I was talking to John about that. I was like, I feel like we all have it in us if it's necessary. Like, if someone's coming at us and, like, you know.
It's like your fight or flight instinct kicks in.
Yeah.
But would you be the person to do the killing? Like, you know how you'd kill because it's kill or be killed?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you kill because you want to be the killer? You want to be the killer, not,
right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't.
It's like, imagine being at HEB and the cashier pisses you off and you see her later the same day,
mm-hmm.
you see this bitch or this guy and you just want to fucking ram into them with your car, like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, see, I don't see myself doing that.
I see myself doing that, but
I feel like you'd have to really, 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 like,
piss you off.
Like, do something to the boys, or, yeah, you know, like, I don't know, it just has to have deep meaning, I guess. Like, reason. I wouldn't just, like, get pissed off and, like, oh, I want to kill that person.
Hello, Cass.
Cass is psycho. 911.
Hello. We are on a recorded line, if anybody's wondering.
FBI agent. We're just kidding.
Throw a red flag. Right. Throw a red flag.
Yeah. But, oh, put the flag on.
But, yeah, I was just, like, you know, I find it just kind of interesting. Like, I was asking my brother and my sister-in-law too, because me and Araceli have always said, like, how many serial killers do you think you've interacted with and you didn't know? Yeah, my brother said 100,000
in a day.
No, like in his lifetime. Oh. But I was like, that's a shash of Texas. But my brother's just my brother. He's an idiot. So let's not listen to anything he says. So
I wouldn't know. Like, I wouldn't even guess. In a day, I wonder, like, maybe here in this little town, one.
Yeah, maybe one. Mm-hmm. And it might not even be someone from here. Maybe just, like, a passerby.
Yeah.
Like, dumping a body and then they happen to be passing through Uvalde.
Yeah. And what I want to know, too, is why didn't he kill his girlfriend?
Oh, the one that he was like, oh, I think this is like pretty, I did pretty good, right, for being my first girlfriend, that one, that chick.
No, the other one that had like a daughter, right? She had a,
I haven't gone that far.
Oh shoot.
I've only gone spoiler
alert. I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, how do you feel about the Zac Efron?
Dude, I'm excited for that one. He does,
like, he is full Heath Ledger as the Joker. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you shared it, actually.
The trailer?
Uh-huh. Or, yeah. Yeah, with your little shocked emoji face. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, holy fuck.
I'm so ready for that one. And I'm also super excited for the man's, what is it called? Hollywood?
The Charles Manson ones?
Mm-hmm. But I forgot what the actual name of the movie was. It was like, Nights in Hollywood. I don't know. Let me see.
Let's look it up.
I'm really excited for that one. Because did you see Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate?
Mm-mm. Sharon Tate was his number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I don't even remember when I shared it.
This pillow is really comfortable. I got it at my local Walmart, y'all.
Walmart, if you want to sponsor it.
Walmart.
It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm. Who's playing Charles Manson?
I don't know. It might be Brad Pitt. No, I don't know. They haven't, I don't think they've said who it is. Could be Brad Pitt or it could be Leonardo DiCaprio. One of them girls.
One of them hot ass girls. Let me get makeup wipes. My eyelashes are off, y'all, so y'all know.
You know she's comfy. But yeah, we're ready to get this show on the road. We've had a couple people ask us when we're gonna post a podcast so everyone could hear. Yeah. So we're trying to speed up the process.
And we're just trying out this app called Anchor.
Don't be giving away our deets. Just kidding.
I heard about this app called Anchor. So I just don't know if that's the...
Oh, crap. I love how the tissue box is like our little stand. I think this is like my podcast sweater. Every time we say the podcast, I'm wearing it.
Well, I'm wearing my podcast bun. So that's that.
Right.
We're in the process of buying our equipment, guys. So when that refund hits,
yeah, just give us some time.
What refund? Government shutdown, bro. So, how do you feel about the government shutdown?
I don't know. I guess it doesn't make me happy. Like, just watching all the other people, you know, suffer because they don't have money. It just sucks, like, to watch other people go through that. Like, I wish I could just be like, you know, here, like, I'll give you this, I'll pay your bills. I wish I could do all that. And, like, not even the government's doing that. They don't even care. Not like
they can, but... I know you said the other day that somebody had said, right, like, why don't they just take out loans? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just a big plot. Like, let them get into debt or, like... Exactly. What about those who did take out loans? Mm-hmm. And then they're... Because the government, what, reopened for 3 weeks?
Oh, that's what they said?
Mm-hmm. It reopened for 3 weeks to see if the House could pass... You guys, I might totally be botching this. So, if any one of my politically correct cousins... Mm-hmm. Silver is listening to this. Please don't make fun of me. But
everything we say is not gonna be like 100%.
Yeah. So until they could find a compromise on the wall, which of course is America's hot topic right now as well. But that's not a topic we're gonna talk about tonight. But I mean, yeah. I mean, it is sad. Like it's like super stressful that these people, you know, like they're. And I hate it because a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, you know, like, they work for the government. They should have money. They should have this. And but it's like, okay, you work. You have bills. If you have kids, you have daycare. Mm-hmm. If you don't have daycare, you have somebody who you pay to watch your kids. Not everybody has their suegra who watches their kids for them, you know? And, I mean, you have mortgages. You have car payments. You have groceries. You... Oh, crap, my kids' shoes is coming apart. I need to buy them shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think it's a sad time in America right now. Like, it definitely and is. I feel like it has a lot of the part to do with both Republicans and Democrats. Like, y'all need to come to an agreement because people's lives are at stakes, you know?
Yeah, and then everyone's just too busy pointing the finger at each other. They're not trying to figure out, you know, how to come together and, you know, get it done. Everyone's over here, like, freaking out, struggling. Crazy.
It really is. Like, it just makes me sad. Like, I feel like this isn't what America should be like. You know, like, yeah, America, it's gone kind of out of hand in the past, I want to say 20 years, because I'm not just going to sit here and be like, since Trump was in office or Obama was in office, like, I mean,
probably since Bush,
right? Yeah, like, and I mean, the thing is, like, a lot of people don't understand, like, when Obama was in office, everybody talked so much shit. Mm-hmm. But it also was going to take a lot more than 8 years to fix what the Bush administration had done.
Yeah.
You know? Like, so it's like, now here's Trump trying to fix what Obama did when Obama was just trying to fix what Bush did.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I just, I'm over it.
Like, everyone's gonna look like the bad guy no matter what.
Did you bring your podcast list?
It's in the car.
Fuck that, it's too cold to go out
there. I mean, I'll go get it. I don't care.
No, I'm scared of the dark.
I said, I'll go get it.
Well, I'm still scared for you to go out in the dark.
I was gonna say, too, it's like, I think of, like, whenever you watch videos or movies of people and they're like, I can't wait to move to America, or yes, America's the, what, like, the greatest...
Mm-hmm. The greatest country on earth.
Yeah, like, I'm just like, why, you know? Like, no, it's not.
Like, I mean, I feel like, yes, like, in a way, we're the most progressive country, because, mm-hmm. like, you know, but at the same time, it's like, you look at places like Canada and Europe, yeah. like, Canada free has health free healthcare, right? Yeah. You can have a baby with no insurance, and you mm-hmm. don't have to pay the hospital back, like, you know, like... I've always wanted to go to Canada. I always wanted to see snow 24/7. Me too. I mean, but then again, I see it too, like, where people who are politically and religiously, like, you know, like, they can't be themselves in their country. Like, I feel like that's the selling point. That's the selling point. And what America needs to understand is that at one point, that was them.
Yeah.
You know, like, they fled religious persecution from the King of England, the King and Queen of England, to come to the United States to start their own place, only to turn around and do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's so wild.
Canada, I'm coming for you.
Canada. How does the song go? Canada, oh, Canada. I might be making that up.
I don't even know how it goes. Why should we know the Canada song?
I don't know. That's like saying I should know the Mexico song.
Oh, okay, God, don't even get me started.
I'm really excited for it to be Cinco de Mayo so I can see Canelo fight again.
All random.
I thought of Mexico and then made me think of Canelo.
I'm ready for Cinco de Mayo so I can wear the shirt that you got me. It was cold today.
I got her a cute ass shirt for my sister-in-law's shower and she wasn't able to wear it. It was cold.
I was all oddball.
I didn't know that it was cold.
And it was raining.
Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have been like, where's your shirt? But then she told me and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Y'all, my feet are done. I decided to wear some cute little flats that I bought at Charlotte
Russe. They were cute.
But I didn't realize that I would be standing and walking around and being, you know, the hostess with the mostest.
You know, the usual stuff that you do at baby shower.
Yeah. I didn't realize that that would be happening and, you know, my feet would be like, bitch, I'm a dog, rough.
Like, oh, God.
So I got home and I told my husband, I was like, my dogs are barking, honey. How? Oh my gosh, can you imagine if we talk like that? Like, you know how people perceive Texans? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all.
Yeah, like everything y'all.
I mean, in a way, like, I feel like I don't hear my accent until I'm not in Texas.
Yeah, me too.
Because, but you know what I think is really weird too, though? Other Texans have Texan accents. Yeah. Like, I have a friend, her name is Callie, and she lives in East Texas. And she, I've seen her go, like, live on Facebook and stuff. Mm-hmm. She has, like, Nacogdoches. Sergio.
Really?
Callie, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but, you know, like, and they say things like car note instead of car bill.
Car note?
Yeah, like, I don't need another note added to the bills, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like some people really do have hard accents.
Yeah.
I feel like I said that with an accent. Right? But, you know, and it's weird, because when I went to Minnesota, like, I feel like I never heard my accent until I said, oh, what are y'all doing tonight? And I was like, with the cowboy hat on. And then, you know, other people in other states, they talk weird.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know if I'm just saying they talk weird because they don't talk like Texans.
Yeah, I think we both talk weird.
Like Minnesotans, they say a boat.
A boat?
A boat. Like about, but they say a boat or a boat. And then they say rig, big.
Egg. Leg.
Okay, well, okay, we're gonna like disclaim here right freaking now.
Good call.
The scary movies, like the parody movies, yeah. Scary Movie 1 through 4, because 5 fucking sucked. We reference the shit out of those movies
every time we're walking or we're just together. Like,
I could say could and she'd be like could, would, should, would. Like, I can be like, I have a dream. What is your dream? To have a dream.
Oh, and that's when the freaking bus.
Uh-huh. Anytime I like spin around in a circle, and Sally's like, whoosh, 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 whoosh. Like,
if you haven't seen that movie, then you need to watch it.
Then what the fuck are you doing?
For real.
Netflix, put them all on there.
I know. Didn't they? They did have.
They had all of them, and now they just have like 2 and 4 or 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix.
Yeah, fire stick.
What you doing?
Wow, I should have brought mine.
Oh yeah, could.
I don't even want to think about it anymore.
Would.
Should.
What were we talking about before? Oh, the accents, right?
Oh yeah.
But, and then you know they just talk weird, like. But then again too, like. I hate myself because I'm the type of person when I hear somebody talk with an accent. Immediately I'm like
you gotta say something, right?
Yeah, or, yeah. Like, or like they'll be like they'll be like, oh, I can't even say it because I feel like I'm gonna laugh.
Do it. Like a cast.
Well, I was working on the ranch all day today, you know.
I hear that all the time.
Spits dip. Oh, speaking of dip, I found a bottle of it up in my trash can the other day.
Oh, I hate that stuff so much.
I was cleaning and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I tilted it and it was spit. And I was like,
if we're gonna talk about that stuff, here we go.
I was like, who was at my house? But I knew who was at my house.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But anyways, but yeah, like, can you imagine, like, like, we should do a podcast where we talk, like, with hardcore Texan accents.
Yes, that would be cool, but hard.
Like, try it.
How? Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
This is Air Silly.
Hey, everybody, it's here. Cashy, how are you doing now?
My like, freaking Texan accent sucks. Sorry.
Like Boomhauer from King of the Hill. Some dip.
Like what? That's how he talks.
I'm sorry, guys, if that's not Boomenhauer. I don't know which one that is. But it's someone that you can't understand what he's saying.
Boom, get out.
But Wamatanye. What the fuck is that?
I'm tired of this country ass messed up town. What does it say? Country ass town. This country ass.
Fucking bugs flying and shit.
Yeah, change them real quick. but first he's talking like.
Oh, so if you
like all proper, right?
It's like this freaking. This reporter video, yeah. He's like reporting something and he's like, this is Mark with Ken's Five. What the fuck is that? Yeah. I'm fucking not in this country as town.
I love like, that video because he's talking God. Like so proper about the weather, right? And then out of nowhere the bug just flies in his mouth. Oh, that's me every day.
Oh man, my husband's probably fucking listening to us in the living room and he's like,
no, his ear is probably on the freaking door.
Probably. He's gonna fall through and shit.
With the cup.
The cat and shit with their own cup.
I remember one time we were in San Antonio and I was gonna get a hotel room and the lady asked me my name. No. She asked me my name and she was like, oh, I love your accent. And I was like, what? And I was just thinking to myself, like, okay. I have an accent.
Right, this is you, right? Okay.
No, I was just like, ugh.
Oh, awkward.
I really was. I was like, what? Like, I didn't even know I had an accent.
Araceli? Araceli? How'd you say it?
Yeah, I was like, Araceli.
Ooh. Little firecracker.
My little croissant.
My googly.
So listen. Can I have your number? I watched that the other day. I don't know why it got stuck in my head. I like how we go from serial killers to like depressing shit about the government and now this.
But that's what I feel like. Head. I feel like that's what a podcast should be though. Like,
yeah, like exactly what you're thinking.
I don't know how, like, I've been listening because I know you've been doing your fucking research like tomorrow. Yeah. And me, I'm over here like, yes, those are good valid points. I shall look at them when we talk about it.
They're like, floop.
And I finally, like, got the chance to, like, listen to some. And I was like, well, would you look at that? And I feel like the ones that, like, you know, you look up categories and shit and it's like, oh, they really out here talking about serial killers a whole fucking hour.
For real, yeah.
And I'm like...
I mean, I don't know. Like, that murder one I listened to, I like it. But then at the same time, I'm like, no, I don't like to hear them talking about their daily lives. I just want to hear the serial killer murder stuff. So I'm like,
But we're different.
We're like all over the place. But that's just who we are. Like, that's our conversation every day, even without recording. Like, we're just talking about anything and everything.
Like, I think at the baby shower, we saw each other for like 20 minutes. And then in those 20 minutes, we talked about like 18 different things. Mm-hmm. And then... Like, what the freaking broom and the pala?
Yeah. I was like, dude, they have to have that somewhere. There's no way you can sweep this whole building with that stiff-ass broom.
Okay, so, right, we had the shower for my sister-in-law at this place in town. And my sister was sweeping, right? We had picked up everything. My sister was sweeping. And I swear, this freaking bitch had a whole, like, whole-ass two piles from half the room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, girl, you fucking took out freaking... You freaking took out, I'm sorry, I got a notification, I'm so sorry, we're gonna have to work on that, what was I saying, oh, I was like,
dude, that's so mean, I know. Y'all have no idea how hard it is to get back on track.
She had like two, and I was like, oh man, you freaking swept trash in here that hadn't been freaking clean in like a year, she was like, probably, and then, so then I started sweeping, and then I started acting stupid, and I put the broom down, and then the next thing you know, Araceli was sweeping, and I was like, the fuck?
Me too, I was like, the fuck am I doing?
But she was there in chingas and shit. And then I was like, dude, where's the pala? And if you don't know what a freaking pala is, it's a dustpan, right? So this freaking dustpan, I swear to God, was made in like 1810.
Looked like it.
Because you would put it on the floor, and it was like, like metal banging on the floor, and then you would try to sweep the freaking dust on there, and the dust would go under.
The dust wouldn't even like move.
So we were like, fuck. And then, but yeah, that was that incident. And then like, I just suddenly got a workout in playing freaking don't let the balloon touch the floor with my knees.
I was all sweaty. It was gross. I just wanted to go home. And I thought she looked hot. But
that's just me.
I just wanted to take a shower.
You're all, my hair looks thick. I was all trying to fan it and shit.
It does.
If we fall asleep, that'd be so funny.
No, it'd be scary. Like, what if we fall asleep and then, like...
wake up 5 years later.
Hear stuff on the phone.
So, I was talking to her about this show. I don't know if y'all seen the trailer for it. It's called Manifest. It's like this this family who's in Jamaica. They're in Jamaica, and half of the family goes on one flight, and the other half of the family goes on a separate flight. They get stuck in a wormhole, for 5 years, and then they're just trying to get their lives back. And right now, it's, like, on some shadow people shit. I'm not gonna say what episode I'm on, because I'm not about to spoil everything for y'all. And I was like, what the fuck? Because I hate shadow people. Like, I hate reading about shadow people. I hate thinking about shadow people, because it's creepy, because they follow you. You know? And
I feel like I saw one.
In your house?
No. Well, not in this one, but, like, when I first had Ethan.
At the apartment?
When I first had Ethan. Yeah, I think I freaking saw one, and I, like, freaked out, and I, like, called John, and I, like, went to his mom's house, because it was scary. It was ugly. Because I want to say Ethan was over there.
At your mom's?
In the room.
Oh, where you saw it?
Yeah,
oh,
where wow. I saw it. And keep in mind, like, for all you non-religious people, he still is not baptized, so we're working on that's, it. Like, really, really...
In the eyes of a Catholic, if you're Catholic and listening to it, you're spitting out all your coffee over your menudo.
Right? Oh, menudo.
I'm menudo, not a menudo person.
Menudo. Right? Doesn't that song say Montego?
I think it says something Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you. Something Jamaica. I just keep saying Jamaica.
You're like, stop.
It reminds me of, I'm sorry guys, my hair itches. It reminds me of Full House. When the Beach Boys, is the Beach Boys? When they go onto the show and they're all, like, doing it and they're all snapping their fingers in the living room.
I don't remember that episode.
Oh. That's what it reminds me of. But I'm pretty sure this probably says Montego, Jamaica or something like that. But, yeah, shadow people just scare the fuck out of me. Sergio, my husband Sergio has always said, okay, so if you hear me say Sergio, that's my husband.
That's
her pubs. You hear her say John, that's her mans. That's our mans who happen to be mans together. Yeah. They're in a non.
They're kind of
together.
But not together.
They're gonna hear us and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Sergio says he's always like that. He used to have like a shadow person, and I'm just like, what the fuck, why am I with you?
Like at his house in Cthulhu.
Yeah, so just from Cthulhu, and their fucking trailer house is like by a fucking cemetery.
That is so creepy.
Like, yeah. My mother-in-law said she would see shadows. And supposedly they say ammonia. That's how you can kick out shadows from your house.
Ammonia.
Like you put ammonia on the floor, like wherever you see the shadow, and you tell it to get out. Like, I really like talking about supernatural stuff, but then I'm fucked because I have a very overactive imagination.
Me too.
And then I'm there at night, like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna fucking have a bomb-ass fucking sleep. And then the next thing I know, I'm sleeping with the covers over my head with a small breathing hole.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, my worst fear every night is that someone's gonna drag me by my feet. Mm-hmm. That is my worst fear.
Are y'all's feet still pointing at the door?
No.
The closet?
It's, like, towards the TV.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Because, like, we'll say the door's right there, the TV's right there, and then this... Yeah, this is how our bed.
Yeah, so if it was this way, it'd be kind of pointing at the door, right?
Is it... So it's not good to be pointing at the door?
No, that's what my mom has always said. My mom, like, anytime she would move the room around, mm-hmm. she would always make sure her feet weren't pointing out the door. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
We gotta find out then.
I know. I'm gonna call my mom later. Right. We're like, what the fuck?
Our guest of the day is...
Benita. Benita. Y'all, my mom has a hella Mexican name. My mom is so Mexican, she's named after the day of her saint.
Oh, God. Yeah. I did not know that.
So, if she was a boy, she would have been Benito. And my sister, if she was named after her saint, you know what her name would have been? Perfect.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Perfecta. And I'm like, I'm rolling my eyes around, guys.
And you?
Fuck, I don't know.
You don't even have a saint name, right?
No, I'm not a saint.
You are not a saint.
I'm not a saint.
Is your room yellow?
You know what? I don't know what color my room is. I feel like it's like a beige yellow, but
yeah, instant. Or like a super off white.
Yeah,
but like when you look up here, it looks yellow.
I think because of the light maybe, and it's missing a bulb. I've just never replaced it because I'm fucking lazy. And when our husbands are super like energy efficient,
right?
So it's like you're not gonna be in the room. Turn off the light.
Mm-hmm.
Or he gets home. Where are the fucking lights on? I'm like, oh my
but
god.
But though, like, who isn't like that? Right?
I'm on that me.
I know I'm not like that. Like, had I lived alone, like, all the lights would be on. I can't sleep with the lights off.
Like, okay, and then another thing that my mom always told me too is, like, your house is never supposed to be all the way dark.
Mm.
Like, that's why, like, I swear to God, I change out my fucking kitchen light bulb, like, at least once a month because it burns out.
Oh, my gosh.
Because my mom has always told me, never sleep. Your house is never supposed to be completely dark.
Did she say why or no?
No, I should ask her.
Yes, you need to ask her. I see you need your notepad right now.
I know.
Ask mom.
Ask Benita.
Ask Benita. That sounds like a hashtag.
All right, guys. Anything else that y'all want us to ask Benita? drop them down because pretty soon I think we're going to start our Instagram page.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if this goes good, once we can publish this, I feel like it'll grow from there. Because last time we posted for y'all to drop suggestions and comments, and we literally only got one, and that was from my other mother, Amy Franco, a.k.a. Araceli's mom.
It's my mom's.
That's our ego.
What was her suggestion?
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That's Eagles Diva.
Oh, wait, but let's talk about that. My sister tagged me on something that said that YouTube is going to start cracking down and making it harder to find conspiracy theory videos. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, good luck getting to Shane Dawson's conspiracy theories, which his first episode of his series is coming out on the 30th.
And they're like of conspiracy theories like that are already being done, like have already been done?
I think so, and then some are like
new ones
that he thinks are like theories. And he said they're going to be like probably 90 minutes long.
Holy fuck, that's like half of an Avengers movie.
Dude, but that's cool, though. Like, I love watching those. They're so cool. Like,
Sometimes I have to tell her she needs to stop.
Yeah, like, but they open up your mind. Because, I don't know, you're like, you know, all day you're like, like, this
like, could be like everything, yes.
Yes.
One time we attempted to watch the conspiracy things on Netflix and Serge got bored, so we couldn't watch them anymore. Serge is always like, oh, what's that you're watching? And I'm like, oh, it's this. And he's like, okay, you can't watch it without me. And you know, there's some couples who do really good, like they won't watch it without each other.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got people like me who will be like, I haven't seen it. And even though I've already seen it, you know, like, yeah. I know that's really bad, but...
I'm like that too sometimes.
So Shane Dawson is the one that came out with Jeffree Star, right?
What do you mean?
He did
a series, whatever, yeah.
Like a series with Jeffree Star.
Yeah, I like that one. It was cool.
Jeffree Star is fucking funny.
I know.
I really okay. Speaking of Jeffree Star, well, actually, Jeffree Star reminded me of James Charles. I really, really, really want to buy his freaking palette, and it's like sold out.
Who's
James Charles? He came out with a palette on Morphe.
I have it.
You have it?
Yes. For real, you haven't been able to get it.
No, because every time I want it, I'm broke as fuck. Every time they have it, I'm broke as fuck. And then every time I'm like, I got money in the bank.
Every time you do, you're buying other stuff other than this palette.
Like, I literally just dropped like $100 on Morphe last night.
She's terrible, dude. She's a bad influence.
I really am. Like, y'all, she had the Jaclyn Hill palette before I did.
SMH.
Remember?
But that's when we first met.
Oh, yeah. When we first met each other. I think it was the first time I went to her house, actually.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
We were talking about the Jaclyn Hill palette, and I was like, man, fucking Sergio's want to get it for me. Now Araceli and John got real quiet, and I was like...
Like, eyes were moving around the room, like, oh, shoot.
And I was like, let me see it.
You were like, girl.
And then the next day, Sergio ordered it for me.
I thought he ordered it that night.
I think Sunday night, he's like, okay, well, he was like, well, if I can get it.
We gotta use the same technique, so he'll be like... Okay, the next time it comes out, get it, Cass.
All dramatic. And this is going to be him. I want shoes. Mm-hmm. Sergio's a sneakerhead, you guys.
Like, he probably has more shoes than she does makeup. Just kidding. She has a lot of makeup.
Which is funny because if you look at my vanity, there's, like, nothing on there.
And you know what's weird? You said Jeffree Star. You have way more than me. It's a mess. You said Jeffree Star, right now. And I've never tried
any of his products?
Yeah.
Me neither. Really? I watched the fuck out of his videos.
I thought you had some lip glosses.
I had one, which was Gemini, and I lost it before I even got to use it.
Oh my gosh, guys.
And it was a gift. So, I have a lot of Kylie's, like a lot of the Kylie kits and stuff.
Do you like them?
It depends. There's some that I feel last really, really good on my lips. And then there's some that's like, where the fuck did it go? Why the fuck did you dry it like that? Because, I'm not even joking. Like, her mattes are matte as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, they will dry like that.
Yeah.
Even if I exfoliate my lips, I use a lip mask. I fucking lip scrub. I fucking use a lip primer, plumper, everything. They dry so fast. And then chapstick, everything. And my fucking lips are like...
Yeah.
But then there's some of them that they dry and it's a beautiful dry. I guess it just depends. I think like my favorite for sure, hands down, is going to be Angel, Autumn, and Dolce K.
Oh, I like that one.
Dolce K. Mm-hmm. I like Dolce K and Candy K.
My sister has a lot of hers too. And I don't know. I just don't like you said, how fast they dry and the way they dry.
The way they dry. But then it's weird though, because then you see all of her pictures. And it's like...
They don't look like that, right?
Does she use her own products?
For real, right?
You know what I mean? Like, or does she have, like, PR stuff that's way better than, like, actual stuff, you know?
And I think that was also a conspiracy theory, too, with Shane Dawson, where he said, like, they just use that... Is it Color...
Mm-hmm.
ColourPop?
Mm-hmm.
That they just use... She uses theirs.
For, like, PR?
No, like, just to send...
Oh, wow.
Or I think it's like this. I don't know. It's either that or they just have the same ingredients.
Like the same formula?
Which is basically the same. Yeah. The same formula. Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formioli.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the formioli. Dude, formioli dies when I say that.
I love
That's
it.
That's what I was like.
I know, right? Like, don't listen to
me. All right, we're talking about makeup. But I ordered the Dare to Create palette. I ordered, like, $52 worth of brushes. Stipple brush.
You should have waited for the other one to come out.
I know.
SMH, Cass.
But I'm probably going to do that and then order a couple more brushes. Or I heard that the setting spray from there is really good.
I know,
the
Morphe too. One. I would like to try
So if I do that and the setting spray, I'll qualify for afterpay.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Because it has to be, like, $40, I think.
For real?
Yeah, in order to qualify for afterpay.
Oh. I would like either James Charles' brush collection or Jaclyn Hill's.
I think some of the ones on the Babe Faves were like a mixture.
Of both?
Yeah. Oh, and wow. But they also had Manny MUA, RIP Manny. I feel like it's going to take him such a long time to get back up. Like... And he was one of my favorites.
I know, me
like,
too.
In all honesty, he really was one of my favorites.
But I could see that he was the type of person that everyone was seeing. Like, he was just kind of putting on a front.
He was like a, what was it? A social climber?
Yeah. He was like the, what is that term that, or that quote that everyone says, like, about all stepping over all the people?
Mm-hmm.
The little people?
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
And that sucks. I mean, he even put, like, I mean...
It sucks because I really, truly enjoyed his videos. Mm-hmm. I thought they were very genuine. I thought his tweets and his snaps and stuff were really funny. But at the same time, I was like, when he put out, like, his apology video, when he had his parents come out in his apology yeah. video, I just thought that was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
But then again, I feel like I would, like, as much as I love makeup, I would hate to be a part of the beauty community.
Exactly.
Because they're so just petty. Like, yes. like
just drama.
Like, fuck you, bitch. You know how to blend eyeliner better than... Eyeliner. Eyeshadow better than somebody else. Okay.
Blend eyeliner.
Go fucking for it. Like, you know, but... And then I actually recently just got the Huda. The Huda Beauty Foundation.
Oh, really?
And I like it. But I don't know if it's my face. Me switching to, like, a whole new... Okay, you know what I think fucked up my face was... I was using the Kat Von D Locket Foundation for, like, about 6 months. And then when I would run out of the Kat Von D Foundation, I always had a backup of the Urban Decay All Nighter.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how it happened, when it happened, or why it happened. I ran out of both of them. Mm-hmm. So, I was literally combining them. And I feel like it made my face break out. Like, it's not, like, hardcore, but, like, you can see, like, little pimples.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or my sister was like, why do you have so many bumps on your face? I'm like, fuck you. But I feel like that's what happened to me. And I feel like my face is recovering.
Dang, that
sucks. So it sucks. So, like, I had to buy, like, the Biore baking powder or baking soda facial scrub.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can feel it, like.
Like, fizzing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fizzing. Cool. That would have been a better word. So I'm hoping that works, and then my husband's like, ugh.
It's so hard not to say my husband.
Serge, he's always like, you need to stop wearing makeup, and da da da. But then again, I feel like when my face breathes is when I break out more.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
That makes sense.
Like, right now, my face is like, yay, she's not taking off her fucking makeup. Like, but then I'm like,
right.
I just don't know where the fuck my wife's like, at.
Hello, pimples.
Shine through, babies. Shine through. Like, I'm never gonna forget when I was in high school, I used to use Proactiv. We're gonna have to edit.
Oh, I did too, a little bit. I'm
gonna freaking edit all that, flag that.
What?
All the. From the bed. I don't say
that fucking bed.
Dude, it's bad. It's hard. Can you imagine sex?
That's what I was gonna say. These guys go a little too hard.
Serge over there, all
right.
What the fuck was I talking about?
Dad.
Oh, y'all, she.
I tried not to be.
Dying. There's a restroom down the hall. If you go, let me know. So I can wait with Serge. I'm scared.
Cause she's like, I'm gonna flag that.
I'm gonna flag all that. If okay, if you have you ever seen any of the Madea movies?
Oh my god, yes.
When he's all, you hear that, Madea? No, what? That's the fucking floor saying, help me.
Is that the one from
Big Happy Family?
Oh, I've seen that one, but I thought it was the Diary.
Oh, the Diary of Mad Black Woman. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that one. I've seen
that Madea. Is like the one you have to watch.
I know, I've heard.
SMH, Cass.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Every time you say SMH, I think of SHM, which is Sergio Mata.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
She's obsessed.
I am. I hate him, though. I've seen...
That is obsessed.
I've seen Madea Goes to Jail.
Oh, I haven't seen that one, I think.
Madea Christmas, Big Happy Family, and the two Halloween ones.
I didn't watch those.
I've seen... They're right.
You watched all the fake ones, man.
I know. Heard Big Happy Family is actually pretty good.
I saw that one. I know it did
me cry.
Was that the one with
cancer at the end?
Yes, yeah, that one was really sad. Oh, me too. It did make me cry. Now that
and then which one was the other one? The Christmas one was pretty good. I liked it. It was funny.
I didn't see the Christmas one.
The KKK part. Not that KKK is funny.
Correct. I mean, ooh, talking about KKK, I don't know where I read this or where I saw it, but our hospital
mm-hmm.
was donated to the city from, how do you say it, like, from or by the KKK.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think it actually has it on the memorial.
By KKK?
I don't know, I have to check.
Like, have you ever heard why we have so many trees in Uvalde?
No, tell me, fuck, I'm scared.
They're hanging trees. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear. What, like,
where did you hear this?
I don't know, but look, I got the chills talking about it. But yeah, that's what, who told me? Somebody in one of my college classes told me that that's why Uvalde has so many trees, because they're hanging trees. Mm. They used to lynch people off of the trees. Down here, it was more Mexicans than it was blacks, yes. Right? Because we don't have a lot of black people here. But yeah, they used to lynch Mexicans.
And so they saved the trees. You think those are the trees that they actually hung people from?
Those trees, like, on West Nopal, you know how there's trees in the middle of the roads? I heard those trees have been here for, like, more than 100 years. Because it takes a tree forever to grow.
That, like, makes my stomach feel weird.
I'm pretty sure, like, the tree at your house, I'm not saying people were hung there, but I'm pretty sure that tree's, like, 150 years old.
It looks freaking old, like it's about to tip over. But how weird, dude. My sister's house, the tree in front, that one is, what is it called? Like, memorialized? Like, mm-hmm. They cannot cut that tree down.
At all?
No.
Why?
And it looks like the perfect tree, like, to do that shit. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Flag.
I know, flag. Dude, I didn't know that. That makes me feel all weird.
Like, now you're like, crap. Because it's...
I gotta tell my sister.
Kermit.
Right?
It's like, you're so happy because it's like, oh, where are you from? Uvalde. Oh, what are you known for? Tree City.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, shit, that's why we're Tree City.
How did you not tell me that before? That's so creepy.
I feel like that's something I should have disclosed with you.
Yeah, I feel offended right now.
I'm so sorry. But yeah, supposedly that's what Uvalde is known for. Well, not known. Okay,
not,
we're
yeah.
known for the trees, but that's why we have so many trees.
That is so sad if it's true. I wish I was like a ghost hunter so I could find out like where they were hung.
I don't wish you were a ghost hunter, because that would mean I would be a ghost hunter.
Well, I wish we were ghost hunters.
Friends supporting friends.
How weird that you're talking about that now, because I was listening to another podcast that... I don't even know what the thing was about, but basically this person, it was their job to, like... They were in Charleston or something, and they went into one of the plantation
mm-hmm.
houses, but where the slaves lived.
Mm-hmm.
And they... I don't know what the job was, but he has to, like, look at the walls or, like, look in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
So, break it down, right, and look inside. And they were saying that they found stuff in the walls, but, like, it was a bunch of, like, rats and their nests.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, but that's good because when rats pee on the stuff, their pee is, like, it's preservation or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes it better. And that he found, like, a bunch of stuff from, like that the slaves would just stuff in the wall. And then he's like, we're looking at walls that the slaves were looking at. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was crazy. I didn't finish it, but I was like, oh my God, that is so sad. Like, everything that they went through. And then, like, to be there, it's like they kind of time traveled, you know, like, being there, seeing the things that they saw. Like, I didn't hear what they found, but I did hear that, like, there was a bunch of things in there that were preserved.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Right.
That's crazy. I feel like next time we're here, we're going to talk about time travel.
We should.
Because, fuck, time travel is another thing that kind of scares me.
I know, me too.
Because what if we're time traveling right now and we don't even know?
Mm-hmm. Like, what does Jane Dawson say? Oh, that we're living in a...
continuous time loop.
No, there was like another term for it. Are we just... what is it?
It's gonna come to you in a very random moment.
Mm-hmm. That's the train if you can't hear it.
I didn't hear it until you just said it.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
That's how used to it I am already. I live like literally a block away from the train tracks.
Oh my God, I need to figure out what the heck it is. You're all quiet.
I'm like, wow, this is what the train sounds like. I wonder if Sergio's just still watching TV. If so, he's fake as fuck. I like these sweats.
Thank you. No, I stole them from my sister.
Ara.
What? I want to find out what it is, and my phone's fixing to die because it's on
1%. Oh my lord. Oh my Lanta. Where's my lucky charger?
Thank you. I don't even remember what the term was. Oh, dang, girl.
I'm ready.
I forgot what it was called.
But I feel like this is a good note to end on. We're gonna see. Let's see when you guys see this.
Flag.
Hear this. Today is January 26, 2019. Can you fucking believe that, dude?
I know.
We're in 29 fucking teen. I swear to God, it was 2011. Like,
I
yesterday.
Know, right?
Like,
it's crazy. Time is literally flying.
Like, you graduated 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you?
Eight.
Oh my
god. Yeah, like 11. Yeah. That's a topic for another day.
Yeah.
I'll say yeah. But thanks so much, you guys. I guess we're gonna catch y'all next time.
Soon.
We're gonna see whenever we get this whole thing down. But until next time, we are
uncut,
unfiltered, and unbothered. Till next time. Bye.